Please turn to Acts chapter 16. We'll start in verse 16. Music has just been incredible. You guys, this is a lot of hard work that goes into our worship team, and I'm going to tell you, just as a member of North Avenue, that it is greatly appreciated. The deep love of Jesus is something we all need to contemplate. Quick history as we go to Acts 16. Paul was had this traumatic conversion. He was blinded. He was told how much he'd have to suffer for the cause of Christ. Jews were always wanting to kill him. And in Acts 14, he was stoned. They thought he was dead, but he wasn't. But if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he probably was dead. And so being stoned to death would be a pretty dramatic event that would greatly affect you, I believe, for most of your life. So let's go. This text is a little longer than usual, but I don't know how to cut it shorter. Okay, so I'm going to read it fast, though. All right, starting in verse 16 of chapter 16. As we were going to a place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out of her that very hour. And when her owners saw their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men are Jews, and they are disturbing our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, and he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all who were in the house. And when he took them to the same hour that night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them, and he rejoiced along with the entire household that he believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrates sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to him, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned. Men who are Roman citizens have thrown us into prison, and they now throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. And so they went out of the prison and visited Lydia, and when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. All right, real quick. So Paul is... And Silas, they cause these individuals to lose money, right? They're not going to have this girl. It's not going to have the spirit anymore. So a citizen's arrest is made. But these guys have no authority over them. And I don't know about you, but somebody after church tried to arrest me, and you didn't have the authority to do that, I wouldn't let you do that, okay? I know we're supposed to be attentive to authority, but I think sometimes we read the scripture and we don't apply ourselves to that. Matter of fact, if I'd have been Paul and Silas, I said, "Lord, give me the power. I think we can take them. You know, we can take them, man. We can do it." Okay, and then next, they go before the magistrates, and they're lied about. I don't know about you. I cannot stand to be lied about. And so right then, I would have played my citizen trump card. Boom, I'd have threw it down and said, "Lord, I mean, you know, I can't. They're lying. What they're saying is not true." And so then, police brutality. The magistrates tell the Roman police to take their clothes off, and they're beaten. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be real crazy. I mean, they're beaten for no reason. And I've never been a victim of police brutality, but I don't think I would like it. And then the jailer takes them, and I'm sure the jailer might have heard about what happened to Peter when he escaped. The jailers were put to death, so, you know, the jailer's putting them in stocks. And The stocks were designed where your feet were wide apart and they were designed against the wall. And think about using the bathroom. Just think about being in stocks for a little bit, and it doesn't take your mind to run too far. So at midnight, Paul and Silas were singing hymns to God, but God shows up. In the prison, the earthquake, the shackles would have been on the wall, so the earthquake shakes the prisoners loose from the shackles, opens the doors, and it's just a miraculous thing. But guess what? I'm going to be honest with you. The jailer, he probably runs into the hall of the prison, and he sees the doors open, and so he's going to kill himself. And, would you have been tempted to let him go ahead and do it? I don't know. I mean, you had a pretty bad day. But Paul says, no, 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 and he responds in love and tells him not to harm himself. And so then, now, let's go back to last Sunday about being holy, okay? What does D.A. Carson tell us? The concept of being holy is when you communicate aspects of God's with your life and your actions, okay? So Philippi would end up, because of this dramatic event, would be a strong church in the New Testament. And it was in a Roman colony. It was strategically located. It was very important. So Paul, why does he not play the trump card of being a citizen to the end? Because I think Paul knew, we know, that God had a purpose for what happened. Now think about this. I would tell you that I stumbled on this by accident. I did. But think about Philippians chapter 2. When he's way later writing a letter to the Philippian church, he says, listen, having in the mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he's in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the very form of a servant, and being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So way later down the line, Paul is going to write a letter to the church of Philippi about, hey, Jesus was the ultimate person. God came to the earth. Although he was always God, always deity, he forsake that to die, to be in the flesh of man, and to die on the death on a cross for our sins. So I don't know about you, but guess what? When I read that letter, I said, wait a minute. Isn't that what that apostle Paul did? He was a Roman citizen, but he chose to be beaten. He chose to be imprisoned because the love of Jesus was in him. That's being holy. He demonstrated the quality of God. So now here's the thing I want to ask you real quick, okay? I told you I wouldn't be long. When you're being treated unfairly or some way in a way you don't deserve, it might not be about you. Was Paul's predicament about Paul, or Silas's predicament about him? No, it was about the jailer. And so how many times in my life when somebody does something to me that I'm focusing on me and God's got his whole plan about something else in your life? It's not even about you. So here's the purpose of confession. Confession is not to paralyze us about the past. Confession is to motivate us for the future. It's to acknowledge sin, but it's to motivate us that something may happen next week where you're not treated the way you are treated, but it might be a chance for God to speak through you, to communicate maybe a quality of him to others. It's just something to think about. I think D.A. Carson's right. Holiness is communicating those communicable qualities of God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we know that you demonstrate your love to the lost through the presence of the Holy Spirit in regenerated people. Lord, I'm so honored that you use broken vessels to communicate that love. Lord, help us to respond to others in love. Help us to be different in our actions. Help us to be amazed that you call us to be a part in the salvation of others. Lord, help us somehow to reflect who you are by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.